Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Today, we're listening to the Stroke Cast, and I figured this was either about strokes or golf. And according to our good friends at Apple Podcast, it says a Generation X stroke survivor explores rehab, recovery, the frontiers of neuroscience, and one-handed banana peeling. The website is strokecast.com, and today we're going to be listening to episode 76 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And here we go.
In this recovery process, especially early on, you're just trying to stay upright. You're just trying to talk. You're just trying to like figure out how to navigate from your kitchen to your bathroom.
Okay.
Welcome to the Stroke Cast. A Generation X stroke survivor explores rehab, recovery, the frontiers of neuroscience, and how to peel a banana with one hand.
Hello, I'm Bill Monroe, and welcome to episode 76 of the Stroke Cast. Each month, I go back to the hospital that treated my stroke to attend the support group they host there. And it's at that group that I met Seth Shear. The more I learned about Seth's story, the more I wanted him on the show. Seth Shear is a Seattle-based artist and designer. In September 2018, he suffered an acute ischemic stroke. Through rehab, he was able to regain use of the right side of his body. His painting practice helped to re-strengthen his arm and to begin the process of integrating his post-stroke experience with his former life.
You're reading this.
So now, let's meet Seth.
All right.
Seth, thank you so much for joining us here on StrokeCast this week.
Thank you for having me.
What was life like before your stroke?
Pretty busy, I would say. I work in Seattle as a display designer, pretty much for commercial properties, and doing graphic design as well. And then I was, at the time, I was co-op president. So that was keeping me pretty busy. And then I am an artist as well. So I was painting quite a bit of the time as well. So pretty busy, a little hectic. Looking back on things, I probably was in the habit of taking on more than probably was the best. It's definitely my experience has caused me to rethink some choices that I had been making.
I can't relate to that at all.
I'm sure.
So you're doing these display designs, you're running this co-op board, you're doing all this stuff, and then that day happens. And what happened that day?
So yeah, I had been working pretty hard, and then there was a bunch of stuff going on with the co-op that I was dealing with, and a lot of just like back and forths and trying to keep track of stuff. And then I had agreed that weekend, it was Labor Day weekend, I had agreed to pet and house sit for some good friends of mine out in Fremont.
Because you needed another residence to take care of.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Another residence, a few more living beings, yeah. You know, keeping it nice and easy.
Right.
And like at the time, like that was kind of my version of taking a vacation.
Sure.
So yeah, I woke up on a Saturday morning, the 1st of September, and immediately noticed that I was having some problems moving my right arm, and there was weakness there. I tried to pick up my phone to see what time it was, and I kind of was having trouble. And I did one of those really, I guess, kind of human things where I was like, huh, I must have slept wrong. Because, you know, I'm in someone else's house and with their animals, and there's, you know, cats laying on my head and, you know, whatnot. And I thought, well, okay, you know, let me just kind of try to move around and maybe whatever's wrong will go away. But it just kept getting worse. And I had these pets to take care of. So I got them fed and let out and whatnot. And my motor skills were just failing badly. which is when I started to get very nervous and started thinking like, oh no, like, did I have a stroke? Is that possible? Is that a thing? And so I went into the bathroom and looked at my face in the mirror, which was very not the face I'd gone to sleep with. It was very askew. And I tried to say the alphabet, and it came out very wrong, very garbled. And I knew that it was wrong, and that something was very wrong, and was pretty sure it was a stroke at that point. But I'm a type A personality, so I wanted to make sure the pets were okay first. So I finished getting the house in order. Then texted my friends, hey, you know, I have to leave. Something's wrong. I need to go to the hospital. So I'm going to have to go before you come home. They were supposed to come home that afternoon. And I got my stuff together. And at this point, was having a seriously hard time with things. And I got a car and went to urgent care, to actually an urgent care clinic by my house, not like the hospital. And I walked into there, and they immediately called an ambulance and were like, why did you come here? What is wrong with you?
Well, that's what I'm here to find out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I know I was misinformed now, but at the time I thought, you know, well, I had this stroke. It's already happened. Like, so it's not going to really matter if I wait, which is what they tell you not to do, turns out. And still in my mind too, I guess I know that I did not really fully understand what a stroke does to you, because I also was like, huh, well, I really hope I'm better by Monday.
I think I'm going to chalk this one up to I'm not your target audience. I like the intro. You come right in. The audio quality is good. You explain exactly what the show is about. Your guest audio is pretty horrible, but what are you going to do? It's the guest. And I don't know if it's like he said he thought he slept wrong. And then he said, you know, and I'm in somebody else's house with their pets and things like that. He likes to throw in a lot of details that we don't really need. I would have edited that out. So it's not that he's telling his story bad. Well, maybe, I don't know. I'm not like, oh, and what happened next? He's kind of just, I don't know. There's just something here I'm just not sucked in. Now, on the other hand, I'm not a stroke victim. And if I was a stroke victim, I might be going, yep, been there, done that. So I'm not sure if it's just, to me, it's just not, I don't know, I'm just not sucked into the story. But on the other hand, like I said, maybe it would be different if I was in their shoes. So all in all, you know, I like the fact that you got right to it. The one thing at the beginning, you were kind of like, I'm so glad this guy's on the show and you're talking to me. And then you went into reading mode and you had lots of voice inflection where you were doing a voiceover voice because you were reading his thing on a piece of paper. And I was like, So for me, and again, it's just my own personal opinion, I like when people just talk to me. Don't read to me. But again, that wasn't horrible. And the audio was good. So all in all, I would think maybe if I had a stroke, I might appreciate this, and I like the fact that I'm assuming if I'd let this go, I would learn more about identifying what a stroke is, what it would feel like, things like that. As I'm in my 50s, I probably should listen to the show, and the fact that I never slow down, which seems to be a common theme in this show. So all in all, check it out again, strokecast.com. If you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. There is no upsell. It's only $5. Now, if you want somebody to go over your entire show, your beginning, your middle, your end, as well as your website and your audio quality, and I mean, we dig deep into that, into your website and your goals and whatever it is, check out podcastreviewshow.com. That's me and Eric K. Johnson, who has 30 years in radio. I have 14 years in podcasting. Go over your entire podcast. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.